Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, so here I am today, Sunday. Joy Ma has been going through some things, but she tries not to lose her smile. So we're talking about today, we're talking about blossoming our sun. Now, it's funny, we're talking about herbs. I had just got some herbs not too long ago, and they're actually not the herbs I was going to talk about red ginseng and white. I'll mention a little bit about them, but I wanted to say what works for me or what worked for me recently. So getting right into it, what worked for me was I had a combination of passion fruit. No, I'm sorry. It's called passion flower and mullein leaf. And I had a little bit of the passion flower. It's a very spicy herb. And I mixed it up with some mullein leaf. And it was very interesting. It was very energetic. It definitely kept me interested for the most part of the day. I mean, the passion flower, I feel, was because of the spiciness, it just smells like it could be, like, really hot. It just really worked wonders for me in the sense of just enjoying the rest of the day. It was very interesting. I normally smoke mullein leaves alone, but I tried the combination together. It wasn't that bad at all. It's very exciting, and it kept me interested for the day. So we're talking about energy, and if something on that level is exciting for you, go for it. You know, you might have your own version of herb concoction. That's definitely okay. If you want to go with the suggested red ginseng is a good choice. It's very warming, and, you know, you figure in the summer, if you're dreary in the summer, and the summer doesn't, you know, keep you peppy, get the red ginseng. So the time of year that it is, and then the red ginseng is already a warming herb. It should, in theory, you know, help revitalize your energy. You know, and it's not too hot. You know, we're later in the month of August, so you can get red ginseng for the fall and winter, because those days are tend to be more chillier, and then you can have the red ginseng just warm you up a bit. The difference between white ginseng is just they say it's not as warming. It actually increases more fluid, so it's definitely good if you have, like, a dry cough or something like that, or if you just really need to feel more chill, because it's actually a herb that gives you more fluid, the white ginseng one. This is kind of like day and night type herbs, right? It's interesting. So it depends on, you know, maybe you might want to mix them together. I've tried that. I think it's better to do it separate, though. Red ginseng is so strong. It's like you don't want it to cancel each other out, like too warm and, you know, maybe too chill. You want to have more of a synergistic effect. So definitely, if it's about energy, red ginseng, or you could try the mullein leaf and passion flower together. You can get them at herb stores. I'm talking about dry herbs here. Red ginseng will kind of look like this twig, like this like a dried root. You can also get red ginseng as a drink or capsules. I never tried the capsules. I like the drink. The drink is very good. So it's up to you. If you get the dried root, you're going to have to, you know, steam. You're going to have it for a long time in your pot, 20 minutes at least. If not more, 40 minutes, because it's a root, you know, you have to get all the medicinal stuff out of it. 40 minutes in water, low heat, 40 minutes on the stove. And it should draw as much of the energy of the root out. And when you strain it and have it, like, in a cup of tea, it's marvelous. I kind of like that better than the red ginseng already ready-to-go cans, but it just takes a lot of time and effort. It's definitely up to the individual. So that's my experience with the ginseng. And then we have the Herkimer Diamond. You have your herbs for energy, cup of tea a day in the morning, or supplement, however you choose to do it. Or if you're like me, if you want to just smoke it, some mullein leaf and passion flower rolled up in some white paper, smoke early in your day. So you got the energy rolling. Or it could just be simple as green tea. I mean, green tea is very good and very rejuvenating. It's not too hot, so maybe you'll go right in between the red ginseng and the white ginseng to get some green tea. And it definitely is refreshing. So you got your energy for the day. Then you go with, like, a Herkimer Diamond. Nice little diamond for meditation before you start your day. Maybe to try to give, like, for first-timers, like, 5 to 10 minutes. I like to try to go 20 minutes. It gives me, like, you know, really really good focus and clear thoughts and, you know, just kind of like the intention for the day. But Herkimer diamonds, they actually say it's I think they're becoming more rare because you can only get them in New York. The Herkimer County, there is a mine where you can get a bunch of these diamonds, but they're so in demand and so many people have mined them, and they're actually becoming rare. But I'm sure if you look online, just make sure they're coming from Herkimer County in New York. Any other place, I don't know, buddy. I don't know if you're getting the Herkimer diamond. But they're gorgeous diamonds. I have a couple of pictures up in the slideshow. I mean, these are the kind of diamonds, they say the clearer, the more expensive, but I like them with inclusion, meaning like some Herkimer diamonds will come with like stones embedded into the diamond. They'll come with like little baby diamonds connected to them. Oftentimes they'll come with little small baby diamonds connected to the diamond. So I like it. I always think of it as like the mama diamond and the baby diamond together. So they're usually like a couple, for, you know, like Herkimer diamond. And they call it like double terminated, meaning like there's points on all sides. It really does resemble a diamond. And they're really good for energetic healing. They're really good for balancing. Oftentimes, if we don't have energy, it's due to some type of trauma or some type of rebalancing that we have to do. And this is a stone to kind of reharmonize. They said that, you know, you can actually sleep with this crystal, and I'll verify that because I've actually tried that. There were times, maybe like 2 years ago, I was having really bad nightmares, and something just told me, like, you know, because I had reoccurring nightmares. Every time I go to sleep, it's like a nightmare. I was like, oh, I can't get through this. But something told me, just, and I woke up, and I just took the Herkimer diamond, and I kind of just, like, had it in my hand, and I just kind of fell asleep with it in the palm of my hand. And the moment I did that, just like the moment I did that and I went to sleep, it's like almost, it was interesting. Like in the instant, my whole spirit felt, I just felt at peace, you know. It was remarkable how quickly it worked for me. Like my subconscious, everything was just at peace. And then I went to sleep and then I didn't have any problems whatsoever with nightmares. So I do attest to like the energy, the harmonizing resonance of the stone. They say you can use it for meditation. So if you figure if you got smaller versions of the Herkimer diamond, I think they're actually rare, the smaller versions, but you can find them. If you get a smaller version, like a jewelry type of Herkimer, maybe like in a ring or a necklace size. You can definitely put it to your third eye and meditate with it. They said it's really good to meditate and clear out, like, all your thoughts. Like, I'm going to say not, you know, just, like, thoughts that are really confusing and you need to, like, meddle through your head and just kind of get focused, like, clarity. It says it's really good for that. And, yeah, just when you think of Herkimer, think of harmony. Think of attunement because that's what it does. It's supposed to attune your spirit. It's supposed to balance you out. It's supposed to harmonize you. So, yeah, this stone to me is like, to give you an example, a story of a Herkimer diamond style, like a feel. When you have a Herkimer diamond, this is how it is. It's like you're here on the planet, and all of a sudden, you know, you maybe do a meditation, and you realize, you know, what you really want to do here, and you feel at peace, and you feel so happy, you feel like you're doing your purpose. That's Herkimer diamond. That's supposed to be the type of balance you're supposed to achieve in harmony with the stone. Yeah, little quick story. There was one time I was helping my mother with something, and just the act of me trying to help her, and, you know, I was singing to her, like, spiritual song, and I really got transported into, like more of a like a vortex, like a dark vortex, but I feel like it was connected somehow to who I was. I think we all have like levels of inner universes, but I got connected to this I got connected to, I think, what they call the dark void within oneself, like, you know, like that spot where your innermost child spirit resides. And so I got transported to that in that moment of singing. And at that moment, I had like a candle that was like lit, and it just got brighter and clear and just I could see in the dark. You know, it was candlelight, but my flame was steady and calm where I could see, and it was just trying to tell me of like attunement, like I was finally in harmony. Like in that moment, you know, I came back to my body, and at that moment, I knew what I wanted to do. I wanted to help people, and it was just like I had this, you know, this feeling of great joy of just being able to help people who needed like housing and people who are homeless. And so it was just kind of like something that was revealed to me. And I feel like Herkimer is that crystal. It's like the equivalent of that feeling, the Herkimer. When you feel the stone, you feel coolness. You feel like this resonance. It's just interesting. And I think they're becoming hard to find. You look now and you could probably see people who have them and then have it shipped to you. But yeah, they're becoming like really widely transported around the country. I hear that you can get them from different places now in different countries. So they're being swapped around many different places. So try to get one. They say they range from like $10 to like $100. The larger ones, of course, cost more money. I have a nice little hand size Herkimer diamond, which cost me, I think, like $40. And it just so happened to come in my life on a temporary measure. We had a rock gallery that opened up near us, and it didn't stay long. The business didn't stay long, so I was very fortunate to go in there, and the lady had, like, all these Herkimer diamonds, and, like, you go in the store, and it just really feels, like, it feels very peaceful and very clear, and it's just like, ooh, you just feel it. And I was like, ah, okay, this is my stone. At the time, I didn't know. It was a couple of years back. I didn't know what the stone I was getting. I was just drawn to it. And, you know, I picked it up in Herkimer Diamond. And the one I have that is connected to a smaller Herkimer stone. So I kind of have like two Herkimer Diamonds. I have the Big Mama Herkimer Diamond and the little baby Herkimer Diamond that's like attached, that's included into the stone. And so, you know, to me, this is the family stone. If you have family issues, you need rebalancing, you have karmic things. This is definitely the stone to get. It helps with dreams, with bad dreams. Definitely good to sleep with. Definitely a good stone to meditate with. They say it's really powerful, and you should be careful how often you use it because there's a lot of energy. But, I mean, and it's a personal thing. I like to use it all the time. It doesn't really affect me. You know, I don't really feel like too much energy from it. But, it's something to think about. With these diamonds, too, what I've been doing to clear it would just be kind of using, like, some sea salt and a little bit of water, wiping it down. And I'm kind of hesitant now to charge it in the sunlight. I used to charge it in the sunlight for a little bit. I don't know. I think right now it's just good for me to charge with my own energy. So it's up to you, because I think they say you can charge it in the sun. So there's different methods on how to charge these guys back up. But I think for personal meditation, it's just good when you feel like it's heavy and you want to like clear it with some more positive energy. I would just wipe it down with a cloth and a little bit of water and sea salt, clear off the negative intention. And just recharge it with maybe like your hand and just put like some more loving energy and intention into it. Like over time, it just builds up. And, you know, you got your Herkimer stone just recharged. So I talked about a lot of different things here. On the Sunday meditation. Okay, so we've got the energy for the day. Regensing or mullein leaf, passion flower is very spicy. I haven't tried it in a tea yet, but I'm sure it'll be fantastic in a tea. Passion flower is supposed to be good for energy. It's supposed to be good for depression. It's supposed to be good for, like, really revitalizing you. Red ginseng is very, very warming. And if, like I said, if you don't want to spend the time, like, 40 minutes of trying to make it into a tea with the root, you can actually get red ginseng already made in a can, and it's phenomenal. You can go to the Korean market or, you know, find some Korean red ginseng cans in your area, and it is worth it. Even the already made ones are just like really good, taste good, and the energy is like really good. And then you got your Herkimer stone for the day, meditation for the day, 20 minutes. And then after you let your thoughts clear out for 10 minutes, 10 to 20 minutes. You might want to start off with an affirmation or a prayer, like however you want to, you know, do it. But positive affirmations to just re-energize your soul. If you download the app, I have some free audio affirmations that you guys could, you know, use on a daily basis. It's like 3 right now, so I'm accumulating a list of good motivating, good affirmations that are just collecting along the way. But definitely, the affirmation is just any kind of statement that is positive. And what I've learned is basically what you want to achieve for yourself or what you desire to embody in energy, you kind of have to say as if it's already happened. That's the trick with affirmations. Because it does something with tricking the subconscious mind. It really does work in that sense of like programming yourself. Say, for instance, you could say, say you really want to have a good day. You know, you could say, I'm having a good day. I am of light. I am of peace. I'm happy. You know, say things like in the present now, the present tense. And say it as if it's already happened, because this is what you really want, right? So you can't say any kind of negative like wording, or, you know, I won't, or I will not, or I, you know, I hope. You have to kind of say it with confidence and say it as if it's already happened. And that's basically your, you know, basic affirmation. It could be real simple. I have one that I start off with that is really long, so I might have to just like link it up later. And I kind of, I start off with like something that takes like a couple of minutes, because I actually have to read it out sometimes. But reading it, I do feel the vibration as I read it. So I'm just going to probably re-edit the show and just like link it up, because it's a really good affirmation that I use. All right. So let's do a message for the day with my Wildwood Tarot deck in terms of affirmation and re-energizing. Oh, by the way, I have played the Coldplay Princess of China song. I just thought it was relevant because I'm talking about red ginseng here and re-energizing. And Coldplay, in that song, he's singing with Rihanna, and they're in China. And so they have this kind of like relationship that's not working out. That, so it was about energy and rebalancing, so I thought it was interesting of trying to feel whole again. So anyway, let's do a card meditation for today. So this is interesting, and it's very relevant to what I'm talking about. So I'm talking about red sun into bright yellow sun. Red sun, like sometimes you get like you feel like you don't have much energy left. Now I got 2 cards. I got the 9 of bows for respect, and I got the 9, the hooded man, a major arcana card. So let's go with the 9 of bows, which is a minor arcana card, meaning like a lesser secret in the tarot deck. And it's a respect card, and that would be a perfect example of a red sun. Here is someone who is, you know, fighting to keep their energy, to stay here. You know, someone who has been harmed before, has been hurt before, and they just they kind of these. You know, you're kind of like, you know, on bad like you're moody all the time. Like you just don't want people to disrespect you. You have a very strong feeling about not being respected. You know, you want to be respected. And so this is often a card of someone kind of like who has been wounded, and they're, you know, they're just trying to get back on their feet, and they tend to lash out at people who are even just trying to help them. So it could be a misunderstanding with people who are in need of healing. The red suns, they just need healing. They might just lash at you and, you know, maybe bully with words, but oftentimes they just don't have the energy. And the way to that a lot of times is like doing some of these methods. I have got the 9, the hooded band for like the hermit. So to in order to kind of like soothe that red sun, sometimes you just have to spend in a quiet place of meditation and really just letting those thoughts of why you are the way you are just kind of filter out. The Hooded Man often is like the symbol of like blue light, blue energy. And that makes sense too. Herkimer diamond is a very cooling type of crystal. So, if you're meditating with that, just the act of just trying to meditate and let your thoughts kind of filter out, like why are you this way? The answers to your problems, you'll start to be more clear-headed and realize that, maybe some things that you've said or done has been going against you in terms of energy. Maybe you're leaking your energy out. You're giving your energy away in the way you respond to people. And that happens a lot. It happens a lot with us. Oftentimes we're just in emotion, like reacting like kind of like creatures, and we're not really sensing what we're saying that could make something worse, right? That can make a argument even worse. And so it's always good to kind of step back and really think about how you are perceived from others, how you say things, and how others say things to you, and just kind of going with a resolution. It's okay. And a lot of times when you do the Hermit, aka the Hooded Man card in the Major Arcana, you really do solve your problems. It takes a little bit of time. You kind of have to observe things, but the act of doing the meditation. If you do this stuff for a week, right? You do your energy regimen in a week, energy tea or what have you, or pills. You did your 10-minute crystal meditation, putting yourself in a separate room, thinking about how you're going to start your day, and then having your positive affirmation statement, and you're doing this for like a good week. Yeah, you're going to get to the root of your problem. Also, I want to say when you're meditating, you might at first start just breathing in and out and just really letting your thoughts filter, and then take it to another level maybe after a week and start writing in a journal to kind of like, just get into more of an analytic phase of figuring out how you can re-energize. It's a process, but sometimes you don't know like how your energy is being leaked out. But oftentimes it could just be how you're responding to people. Most of the time it's usually that, like how you're reacting to people is more energy draining. It's just leaking out your energy. So it could be words that you say that makes the situation worse. It could be, yeah, it could just be simple as that. So I hope I wasn't inspiring for blossoming your sun versus. Retraining yourself takes time. It's not like overnight. I mean, it can be if you're doing your meditation really well, or if you're lucid dreaming. Lucid dreaming is pretty much a quick way to re-energize, but I'm gonna have to talk about that in another show. So, yeah. Joy Ma, I hope everyone who's listening, everyone who listens to the archive, yeah, I hope you really get this. I hope you see that this is something that does take work, but it's worth it. It's worth it when long-term goal is to get to a point where you know how your body works, you know how you can use yourself in the best light to charge yourself, and just be stronger and kind of like impenetrable to negativity. You can attain that level. I have. It's just a matter of just keeping it. It's like exercising in a gym, but then you're talking about spiritual maintenance, so it's just something that like a routine that you would have to do, and it's worth it. You feel more empowered on a daily basis. We have to do things all the time, school, work, just dealing with other people, and we need to show our best, right? So we need to get in a place where we can do that, and oftentimes it's spiritual healing. It's a spiritual type of routine to recharge ourselves. So I hope this was interesting. Join me again next Thursday. And Thursday we're gonna get back to abundance and wealth and figure out how we can channel that and see some other methods in the economy that'd be great ideas for everyone. And just hopefully that'll re-inspire and motivate people to be more more vital in their lives, and just, you know, we can achieve some things together. So listen to Joy Ma again. Have a wonderful day. I'm going to play a little bit more of Red China Sunday Song of Coldplay. This is Coldplay, Princess of China. Thanks, everyone.